This guy, not to be confused with Andrew Cohen, who did such a wonderful introduction of Matt LaPay at his Wisconsin Hall of Fame induction. This guy stars on Unsportsmanlike across ESPN Wisconsin and ESPN Radio every morning. And he is a Wisconsin alum. And he would never incur the wrath of Barry Alvarez by being spoiled. He is Evan Cohen on Wilde and Tausch. Evan, good morning. How are you?
Jason, Tausch, Jesse, wow. What a few days in Wisconsin sports. My God. Last night, Alvarez, obviously, the loss for the Packers, the loss for the Badgers. Lots to get into. Looking forward to it.
Well, let's start with Barry Alvarez, who you are intimately familiar with all of your time as a media member in Wisconsin, as a Wisconsin alum. What did you make of the coach's comments about the fans being, quote, spoiled rotten?
Yeah, I watched the whole show last night on the ESPN Madison, ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Wisconsin YouTube, and give credit to Jesse and Tarek and Derek, and they did a great job, obviously, with it, and Coach Alvarez was excellent. So here's my thought. Those comments that he made are never great for anyone in any walk of life to, in essence, say about their customers. In this case, though, if there's anyone who's allowed to say it, it's him. And what I would say is, and how I would decipher it, Barry Alvarez's customers are not the same customers as Luke Fickell's customers. And what I mean by that is, those that grew up or played for, in Tausch's case, or watched and covered, in our case, Jason, on Barry Alvarez, Wisconsin football, those people may be the same people, but their level of being a customer, so to speak, is completely different with Fickell than it is with Alvarez, right? Like, I'm trying to do this in terms that would make some sense here. So let's just say you go to a restaurant and you're going to get the appetizer, the entree, and the dessert. You want to stay there all night. You want to spend all the money. That's the Alvarez customer. That same customer may be just coming in quickly for a drink right now and then leaving. So the fans that he's talking about that are acting spoiled, they are acting spoiled towards him, not towards what's currently going on. They're a different level of customer now, and their satisfaction level, understandably so, is different. I think he took the booing as if they were booing what he created and what he served them. That's not what they're booing. That makes sense?
It does make sense, and certainly he came in and rebuilt a program that was in shambles. My point to Tausch earlier was that, look, you have two choices at this point, the way things have gone. You either have them booing or you have them not showing up at all.
Boo it in a bar.
And apathy, and then they're booing in a bar, as he put it.
Boo in a bar.
Yeah.
Boo in a bar is, what a quote. Boo in a bar.
And Evan. Tausch, question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Jason. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
Okay, Tausch, when you guys were calling the game,
yeah,
how audible was it for you when you guys were calling the game, and was it borderline distracting for you guys, for you and Matt?
Well, you know, you got the headset on. So you could hear some not everybody knows the business, Evan. You could hear some trickling of it probably late first quarter, and then it got very audible by the second quarter and halftime, like very audible. And then by, you know, after jump around, there weren't very many people left, if we're just being honest about it.
Yeah,
that's kind of how
and
it played.
And Coach Alvarez is always going to defend the program that he built.
Yes.
Right? So he takes it as a personal offense. But in essence, what they're booing is that what they see is not him. This is not his version of Wisconsin football. So what these amazing fans are booing is, Barry, Coach, we are mad that we don't have you. We don't have your football team. We don't have your results. And this is... But let's be honest. If you're the university today, this is the greatest gift that anyone could have given you. Because all anyone's talking about today is what happened on the Barry Alvarez show on ESPN Wisconsin with Jesse Tarek.
Great job, Jesse.
That Seriously.
No, that you're not wrong.
No one's talking about the on-field product. Mm-hmm. He fell on the sword for you guys last night. And for everybody with the university that may want to dictate what's going on here, Barry Alvarez, you should be thanking. You should send a note to ESPN Wisconsin and ESPN Madison today with a payment. Thank you. Nobody's talking about our quarterback injury going backwards in the first quarter. All the mishaps against Maryland. All anyone's debating about is whether or not the greatest figure in Wisconsin Badgers sports history should have said what he said last night on ESPN Wisconsin.
Nailed it. You're 1,000% right on that. Now, do you think he should have said it or not?
Obviously, I don't think anyone should say that about fans. But, Jason, if one person is allowed to say whatever the hell he wants, it's him.
Well, so Evan, isn't it all, and I said this earlier, isn't it all just perspective? Like, he's lived it. He knows what that feels like, not to the same degree of what we saw, because I think Jesse asked Barry, was there ever a scenario where you had that? And when would that have been? I don't even know. I don't think
they
ever.
They were talking about 95. They were saying the 95 season is the closest.
Yeah, there was so much goodwill. There was so much goodwill built up, even with that season being a big disappointment. There was none of that. There was some smidging of booing because we weren't playing well. But I think where, you know, Barry took offense was the fire fic, because I think he thinks that's not helping the team. Everybody understands you're going to boo and you're going to do that. That is where I think, because he's a coach at heart, I think that's why he is so irritated about it, and that's why he lashed. I think lashing out is a fair description of what we heard him do on the Barry Alvarez show last night.
Yeah, and I don't want to, I don't want to sit here and say, oh, here's what he really meant. I'm not going to do that. But I will say, if you're Barry Alvarez, and this is me saying this, not any of you or not Tarik, Derek, or Jesse, aren't you a little frustrated at everything that you built and the way it is right now? That's not to say it can't turn around. That's not to say that anyone should get fired or the fans shouldn't go to the games or shouldn't be allowed to boo. Barry Alvarez built a mega power from scratch where fans were begging to go to the games and cheering at everything at all times. And now, I think Ben Brust said it last week, if I'm not mistaken. He said something along the lines of, if they don't beat Maryland, where's the win on the schedule? And Ben is obviously rooting for them, but asking that question. And so Barry Alvarez's program that he built, that we still have hope in Chris McIntosh and Luke Fickell and that combination kicking butt. And let's root for them, I agree. But that program that he built, now he's going on his weekly radio show and being asked a question, rightfully so by Jesse, about fans asking for the coach to be fired, and then based on what Tausch just said, the fans leaving after the highlight of the season, which is jump around. That's not the program he built. So his frustration level must be through the roof. But again, the university should be thanking ESPN Madison today to no end, and ESPN Wisconsin, Milwaukee, because of what that show did to distract everybody today.
Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you, Jesse. You're all welcome.
I do think it's important to point out that as great as Barry is and was as the coach and the athletic director, he also had two guys who followed him later in Brett Bielema, who had a tough night on Saturday night, but otherwise had an incredible amount of success during his time as the Badgers coach, and Paul Christ had a ton of success. Barry Alvarez also missed on a hire, which he would acknowledge. He has acknowledged when he hired Gary Anderson. I would agree with you, though, that he is looking at this, Evan, through the prism of, I built this beautiful structure, and it looks like it's in severe disrepair, and I don't have a whole lot of answers on how to fix it. And I think that that, whether he's willing to say it or not, has to be really difficult for him.
Absolutely.
Really difficult.
It's also not anymore his responsibility to fix it. And so I think one of the hardest things for anybody in life is you built something, you've been in charge of something, you oversaw that thing, and now it's important and a part of your life to kind of let it go, you still don't want to see it. And I'm not saying he's saying this, nor am I saying this, but for lack of a better word, tarnished, right? Mm-hmm. And he, and with no ability to fix it, right? So the Gary Anderson thing, he has an ability to fix it.
Right.
He can't walk in there and say to Coach Finkel, I get your system. All right, let's make a couple of tweaks here. He can't do that. He can't say to Chris McIntosh, I get how you're operating as an AD. Let me help you make a couple of tweaks. He has to wait for the incoming call. He can't make the outgoing call anymore. And that is really hard to do, I have to imagine, for somebody that has always been able to say, oh, there's a problem with this. All right, I'll fix it in a minute. He can't do it. He's got to wait for them to ask him. And I have no idea if they're asking him. My guess is they're probably not. I mean, think about Barry Alvarez's tenure at Wisconsin, from head coach to AD. Anything he wanted fixed, he gets the person on the phone and it's fixed. Doesn't mean, or there's an attempt to fix. He has to wait for them to call him. He can't do that. How would it go if he called Fickell and told him what to do? That's not his right. I mean, Tausch is with Fickell every single week. Tausch knows the offensive line inside and out. They wouldn't be right for Tausch to say that. Hey, I think I could help with you if you guys did this versus that. And I'm not saying Fickell's doing anything wrong or right. I'm just pointing out that's the dilemma that Coach Alvarez probably lives with every day of, like, I know how to fix this. I'm just not allowed to do it.
In today's college football, I'm not sure he does know how to fix it.
Yes, he does. Well, okay, now that's an interesting one. Because let's spin it positively, Jason. Let's say Coach Fickell won the national championship at Wisconsin. Then let's say Ohio State made him an offer he can't refuse to go back home to Ohio. And we had an open position for the University of Wisconsin head football coach. I then would say, if you guys had me on, say, hey, who do you want? I would say I want somebody who most resembles Barry Alvarez on field and off field in the way in which they operate. And I want that coach to run a boring offense on purpose to get big, beefy offensive linemen. And I want that coach to feel Wisconsin, look Wisconsin, have history in Wisconsin, whether it's college, pro, whatever it is. That's what I want. And so I do think that it can be fixed. And I think that Coach Fickell may still do that, in terms of rebuilding this up and back up, hopefully.
EFCO, what do you need to see in the next 8 weeks? What do you, as a fan, what do you need to see?
Okay, so can they win? Let's be realistic, Tausch. I can't ask you that question because you're part of the broadcast.
They certainly can win. Yes, they can. I don't think they'll be favored. Go ahead,
okay.
Jason.
Let me ask Jason. I may not come off like I like you on the air as a bit. I love Tausch, so I don't want to put him in a weird spot. Jason, how many realistic winnable games are there?
Again, I would like to echo the radio analyst who said they can win. But again, for those of you that don't have the schedule memorized, they do not play this week, which I think is good news for everybody.
So they won't lose.
They are at Michigan. They're at home against Iowa for homecoming, which I would say is a winnable game. They then have number one ranked Ohio State at home. They go out to Eugene and face number six Oregon. They're at home against Washington, which I don't think is unwinnable. They go to Indiana. They have Illinois at home, which I'm still very curious about what I saw on Saturday night on NBC and Peacock. And then they've got Minnesota in Minneapolis to close the season. I think there are three games on that schedule that they can win. I don't know if they will.
Okay, so it's not like, you're not, in terms of wins, it's not like 6-7. It's more like 3-4, right?
Well,
is that what you're saying?
4-1. 4-1.
We're all trying to be hip, yep.
So if we set the over-under at 3.5 wins, what do I want to see the rest of the way? I want to see 4 wins, and I want to see a team that no one wants to play. Like, I love Jason Love's Coach Bennett. Even during the years where Wisconsin basketball was not perfect under Coach Bennett, no one wanted to play them. It was just like, oh, my God, it's such a headache how hard they play. They play such intense defense. Can we skip this game so we don't have to win 50-49? Like,
great
can we
point.
Just not do this, right? So what I want to see is let's hit the over on 3.5 wins, and let's become a team that by the end of the season – everybody's like, oh, God, I don't want, I know we're going to, we may beat this team, but I really don't want to have to play them. They're so annoying. That's what I want to see. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's an outstanding answer. That is fantastic. And the parallel to Coach Bennett's teams is great
because there were some years where things were not great for his teams. Hey, I want to get to the Packers, but first, since we're
Jason, one other quick thing. One other quick thing on that. Here's my apprehension about what I just said. My apprehension with that is, stylistically, I don't know if we have the group that is that team. Because part of what I just said is, it goes back to what I've been saying, and I was on, I called into the post game on Saturday, Wisconsin College Game Day, with Riley and Corey, that I think our goal needs to be to get to the playoff, not win it all. When we try to win it all, we try to replicate all these other SEC-type teams to win it all, we don't do well. When we go back to the Barry Alvarez of let's win the Big Ten and go to the Rose Bowl every year, because that's like we're not trying to be something we're not. And Barry even said it to Jesse Tarek and Derek last night. Like, he wasn't calling anybody out for not having the dominant offensive lineman, but he certainly pointed out that that's where it all started. Yeah. That, I mean, and Derek started listing some of the guys that were on some of those teams. Like, geez, I forgot. Like, some of these guys were backups who became pros. The starters who became pros, and I think that's where it needs to go back. That's the kind of team that no one wants to play. Like, oh, my God, our defensive line is going to be beat up at the end of this. They're going to have a bruising running back that's going to run through us at times and really leave us physically drained by the end of four quarters. I don't know that we're built that way right now.
They're not. It all starts with their offensive line, and if they're going to have any chance, they need that group to play well. I spent enough time around offensive linemen around here to know that.